I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 70 of the 8-Bit Geek Podcast. This is the first episode where we are using our new name. My name is Jeremy, a.k.a. Darth Vader. With me on this fully functional Death Star is...
Doug,
a.k.a. Boba Fett, and...
Kevin!
As Jon Snow! Oh, wait. Wrong universe. I mean Han Solo.
I'll take it.
You're Han.
I did shoot first, if you know what I mean.
He's no good to me, dead.
We're here to bring you some laughs at our own expense as we try to make your day a little more enjoyable. Please be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagrammy at the 8-Bit Geek. We are recording a little bit late tonight because it was my birthday today. I am Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, and that means you are cheap. Or wait, no.
No, that's just... it's my age.
Oh.
Scottie Pippen's jersey number.
33.
There you go.
I feel weird because I'm from Chicago. If I didn't know that. That was taught in schools.
Yeah. It really is.
I had to know the lineup.
It's in the textbooks.
Scottie Pippen minus 14 is.
Yeah.
Two times Scottie Pippen. Michael Jordan.
Duh.
Yeah, so, you know, it's my birthday, so we're a little late. I went and had some hibachi.
Ooh.
For dinner. Ooh. And then I came home, and waiting for me is this delicious, wonderful Cheesecake Factory cheesecake. It had Daniels in it.
That's why it took you so long. I mean, we understand now.
Oh, yeah. You don't get it, man. It was wonderful. But thanks for waiting for me, guys. I appreciate it.
You should have just ate that on the show.
Yeah. Oh, I should have just... That's why you ate it, just a slow, like, yeah.
I'm telling you, they make fetish videos about that stuff.
You know what? It may not have played over so well on the actual audio. Not sure. Just me eating? What's that?
Oh,
is that Jeremy eating or is he... Well, since it is my birthday and we went to Dallas Comic Con, I think the best thing to do here is to give away a free video game. What do you guys think?
Yes.
We are going to give away BioShock Infinity. Yes. How crazy is that?
That is not the name of the game, but you'll get it eventually one day. Every time.
Screw up number one. BioShock Infinite.
There it is. This is the 40th time we've given this game away, and not once have you ever said BioShock Infinite.
I'm terrible at it. I don't know why. I don't know why I want to call it Infinity.
It's your birthday. You can call it whatever you want.
Infinite.
I think it's the Disney game that's throwing you off.
It probably is. All right, what do you have to do in order to win this game, Doug?
Well, it's pretty simple. You got to, either follow us on Twitter.
The Twits.
Like us on Facebook. You don't have to do both. We'll say you can do one or the other. Retweet the show and all that fun stuff. Maybe... We talked about that. I don't know. One of the things you definitely have to do is you have to go to our website at the8bitgeek.com, check out our Dallas Comic-Con galleries. Just go look at them. Find, tell us. Go look at the pictures of all the people in their cosplay. Tell us which one's your favorite. You'll enter you into the chance to win, and that's pretty much all you got to do.
It's that easy, Doug?
Just go tell us which one you like.
It's that easy?
Pretty awesome.
That was a question for you, Doug.
Wait, what'd you say? I didn't hear you.
I said it's that easy?
Dude, it is that easy.
They could win... Just from saying what cosplay they liked the most?
That's right. You just go and you're like, oh, man. You tweet us or Facebook us and just say, hey, I really liked, that one. And then, you can link it to us. We also know what we took pictures of. So we'll know if you're lying or not. But we'll also know if you're telling us the truth. So just tell us which ones you like and that'll get you entered to win. And then you get BioShock Infinite.
No, it's Infinity.
On Steam.
Disney's BioShock Infinity.
That'd be
that
a crazy
game. Would be
game.
Insane.
Yeah.
That'd give me nightmares. Anywho,
but then you'd also have songs stuck in your head.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want to build a? So good. Do you want to build a Big Daddy? Well, we had a seriously busy weekend. We attended all 3 days of the Dallas Comic Con. Doug, I need to ask you, does your butt and legs hurt as much as mine?
My butt, no. But, dude, Saturday, my hips hurt. Like, I've never had my hips hurt from walking so much. But Saturday night, man, I thought, I mean,
what
I got
I found
out of your car, and I was just like, ha, I'm an old person. Where's my walker?
One thing I found out was that it was 1 million square feet, that area.
Really?
Yeah. So that was kind of crazy. I went for a bike ride today to work out, and I got about 2 miles in, and I had to stop. I was like, I'm done. I'm just done. I can't take this.
Yeah.
You're like, so, how am I going to get home?
Yeah. You should have seen. I should have had my GoPro because it was terrible.
I literally lost 3 pounds. I weighed myself Friday morning, and then I weighed myself this morning, and I was 3 pounds lighter today than I was on Friday. But that's
Dallas
not a
Comic-Con.
Joke.
Can you imagine if you were in a cosplay outfit, like how much weight you would have lost?
Yeah, seriously. Every ounce of water weight I would have been carrying with me would have been
gone. We saw the guys in the Ninja Turtle outfits, and when they take off the helmets and the masks, water would just be dripping, just like it's like a stream off their foreheads. It was nuts. So hot in those suits.
Yeah. So. Hey, the cost, man, but those cosplays are awesome. I mean, since I didn't get to go, I was looking at the website, and you guys took some amazing pictures. Like, there were some really cool people there.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Next year.
Next year you got to come. So, we felt like we kind of walked for days. It was almost like we were hobbits because we got the body shape for hobbits, just not the height. We're a little taller, but we're
a little
chubby.
Too tall.
Yeah, we're chubby and stuff, so we pass as them.
Hairy feet.
Yeah, we were looking for the gold ring, which happened to be any cosplayer we could take a picture of. So, the Dallas Comic Con itself has grown so much since its inception just 12 years ago. It's the first time the con has been hosted at the Dallas Convention Center, and an estimated 50,000 visitors this year, which is pretty amazing.
Do they ever post numbers? Because I know they're expecting
their numbers were estimated at 45,000, and that was on Sunday morning.
Wow.
So I give it 50,000 plus.
Yeah, for sure. Man, Saturday was nuts.
Yeah, it was whew, man. But I wanted to see. I know Kev. Sorry, man. You're null and void in this because of the fact that you weren't there. But Doug, let me know. We could talk a little bit. What are the highlights of the weekend for you?
The stuff that I really enjoyed, in comparison to last year. I know last year we did the DC scene. We talked about it, and we just kind of bitched and moaned about it because it was on two floors. The Irving Convention Center had one escalator, like up and down, so it was a 45-minute line just to get to the second floor to get to panels and stuff. It was ridiculous. This year, one giant floor. I mean, it was huge. They had the celebrities like in another room that was like connected, but it was like all on their own, and then the huge vendor room. I mean, that was so nice to not have those clash against each other. Like, we even had that issue at Alamo City, even though Alamo City was, I mean, we were like, man, this is better than Dallas Comic Con. But man, Dallas Comic Con, their layout and stuff was really, really awesome this year. And I that's what kind of made it for me, is that huge aisles, tons of walking space, lots of great booths. I mean,
it
was really well laid out this year in comparison to previous years.
Did you say boobs or booths?
Booths. Both. But there were a lot of boobs too.
Both.
Yeah. But you know, we have heard some complaints through some of the vendors and stuff about them this year.
There has been, but I do have to say, like, in their defense, now the main complaints, of course, have been that the vendors kind of got screwed over in a lot of ways. A lot of things were promised, a lot of things were not delivered. But I will have to say this: they did. It's a new company, management company that they went with. It's their first year doing it, and it's a new location, new layout, and things did not go as well as they could have.
Well, I agree. It's a lot of stuff all at once. New management, like you said, and new place. But the other thing is that this is Fan Expo. They do all of the
true.
They do huge cons. Like, they do ones that, like, make even though this one was huge, they make this one look like it was still just a drop of the bucket in comparison. They do huge cons, so they should know better. Again, I will give them the benefit of the doubt. It is a new place for this convention or any convention like this in Dallas. So, I, you know, growing pains, obviously, not having everything exactly laid out the way you want it, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. I, you know, talking again with some of the vendors and stuff that pre-registered for a booth weren't given any of the booths that they selected. Like, they got a choice of three, didn't get any of them, and then still had to buy, like, extra passes for their people because they're only given two passes, even though they bought two tables, and you get two passes for every table. It's just, like, kind of crappy, and I know they were really pissed, and, you know, they're like, man, Alamo City was so much better than this. Apple knows what he's doing. Like, this is crap, and Fan Expo should know what they're doing, and we may not come back next year. I mean, I heard that several times from different vendors.
Oh, so they'll be back, though. With those kind of numbers, with 50-plus thousand visitors, you know money talks. You know, you could be upset, but time will heal any wounds that they have, and they'll go, all right, we'll give them another chance.
We'll see, man. I mean, we'll see. It really depends on how much money they made. I mean, it really does depend. I mean, I'm sure, yes, there's definitely vendors and stuff out there that probably killed it this weekend. Absolutely killed it. Probably didn't have any issues. Probably like, man, we'll do this again every year. But then there's the other ones that, like, did spend the money, that did put close to $1,000 into getting the table and all this stuff, and they got shafted. Then, I mean, yeah, they may have made $1,000 back or $2,000, but even still, they still were maybe at a little bit of a loss.
It's true.
And that was getting a booth and then even getting electricity, and they were supposed to have, like, electricity to their booth and all that stuff too. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. There's the issues with it and stuff, and like I said, I think most people, for most people, it was a positive experience on the vendor side. Yeah. There's always the ones that kind of get screwed and shafted, and, you know.
Well, Lena Vamp was complaining about getting shafted too.
Yeah, she did too. So maybe it's more widespread than I know of, but I do know that the cosplayers got really well taken care of. They had their own section they had a little room, and I think that the North Texas cosplay group, I think they ran it. And so they had, like, a little room they could go off to relax in, catch their breath, repair their cosplay outfits. They had a repair table and everything. So they were ecstatic. They were like, wow, this has been great.
So yeah, and it's also a good place for them just to meet up and help each other out. I mean, like, yeah. Hey, can anyone help me with my makeup and stuff? I mean, we saw them on Facebook posting about that sort of stuff, like, that whole weekend. Like, hey, can someone come help me need to do this? Like, I don't, you know, I'm in a rush. I need to change outfits between this and this.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So, and overall, our experience, course, we were there and covering it. Our experience was great. You know, we weren't a vendor or anything. We will be a vendor next year because we'll be there. We have a booth.
But I will be there.
You'll be there helping us with the booth. You better be.
Yeah.
So our experience was great. We got to take a lot of photos. We got to meet a lot of cool people. And the food sucked. They need to get, like, Chick-fil-A up in there next year.
That's true. I mean, you know, convention food, and I'm telling you, those hot dogs are probably better than what we got.
I don't know, man. There was a big line for the hot dogs, but
yeah. But dude, that also, that place we went to Sunday, man, I would go back there in a heartbeat.
Ooh, I wish I remember
New York
the name.
Deli, man, it was awesome.
Yeah, there was a New York deli in walking distance. That was some good stuff. We went there Sunday after we learned our lesson. We ate some bad burgers from the grill and the convention food. But
like, I didn't get sick or anything, but I have a, if you're gonna say that I order a grilled hamburger and it comes out of, like, a broiler or whatever, like one of those,
and it's,
you know,
white.
Yeah, it's kind of like a light gray color. It's not grilled. There's no grill marks on this. You know, and, like, it looked like a steamer. Like, they opened it up and then they just kind of got one with tongs and threw it on a bun. Like, what? That's not a grilled hamburger. Never touched a grill in its life.
Oh, man, I really enjoyed all of the I really enjoyed all the cosplay. That was just top notch. I think that was the most fun I've had with people. It was really a lot of fun. They had there was this one group, Mario and Luigi, who brought a portable speaker. He would tote it around, and they would start a music dance off, and, you know, all the cosplayers would join in. I got a little video of it, and, you know, everyone would just have a great time, and, you know, all the groups that came in, this big X-Men group came in, and everyone went nuts. You know, we covered a gentleman, Charles, who did a Lego build from the Lego movie, Emmett. And, you know, like, the crowd went nuts for him. I just feel like it was a really great experience for adults and for kids alike. Everybody was really top-notch. We were scared on Friday because of how empty it was and like how little cosplaying there was.
Yeah. I mean, it was a good crowd.
Yeah, it was crowd.
It was like, you know, man, tomorrow, like, it's like we knew tomorrow, like the next day was going to be bad because it always is on Saturday. It's just like, oh my God, it's going to be Saturday. It's going to be nuts. But yeah, we're like, okay, the ratio to good cosplay versus the amount of people here is not balanced right now. I mean, it's like there's just a lot of... And you know what? If I was a cosplayer, I'd probably do the same thing. Go Friday, get what you need to get. You know, yeah. If you're going to do your shopping, go do it then when no one's there. You're not being stopped. Saturday, just cosplay all day. Get your pictures taken. Do all that stuff. Because don't try to go shopping when you're dressed up. No one's going to come. Or like, no one's gonna let you stop and take... You know, and do stuff because they're just gonna make you take pictures the whole time. So come on Friday when you're not gonna have that issue. And
there were some people that did do all three as cosplaying, and to make one outfit is crazy enough, but to make three and all of them be like top notch, that's blows my mind. After what I hear with people spending months and months building these outfits, it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot of that too. Like, man, how long did it take you? Like, this one, like Boba Fett was, I guess, Jango Fett. He was like, well, about 10 months.
Yeah, and then they were like, how much did it cost? And he was like, more than I'd like to admit.
Yeah, more than I care to admit. Exactly. Yeah, it's like no joke. Holy crap, 10 months.
Yeah. So
I don't have the patience for anything that would take that long.
Well, be sure to check out all the cosplay on our website. I think we had a good time. You know,
did Colin have a good time? Took your son.
Man, Colin had a blast. He came in the third day as Iron Man. The second day, he walked through. We got a lot of cool photos and stuff. Sunday was when he had a blast because he got to dress up and everybody wanted to take pictures of him. You know, he's like counting on his hand how many people asked him. He's like, that's number five. And and then he even did this number. Like, people would walk by, and my son is a little entrepreneur. He goes and sits there and looks at people. He puts his mask down over his face, and he goes, do you want a picture with the real Iron Man? $5. Like, you can't charge, boy. That's crazy. But then he went around the whole con asking people for free stuff. And he's like, is this free? Do you have anything for free? So he kept on collecting all these business cards. So 6 hours in, he finally hits the jackpot. We're walking by the GameStop. This gentleman comes up and goes, hey, buddy, do you want something for free? And he goes, oh, yes. And so he has a choice out of Mark Sanchez, doll, toy, action figure, or Angry Birds, little splat ball that you throw on the ground and it splats and it comes back to life. And he chose the Angry Birds. He didn't even get to play with it once, man. Like, he got into the car, he squeezed it hard enough, the gel popped out of it, and he goes, oh. I was like, so you got something for free and you ended up not being able to play with it, huh? So it was crazy. It was fun.
That's what you get for letting him open it in the car.
Yeah.
Bad things happen in the car.
Yeah, exactly. So
it just... It popped and then he squeezed it into the door handle thing.
Yeah, freaking kid, man. Like, you have to have a lot of patience. I mean, a lot of patience to not only go to a con to try to work it, but go to a con, try to work it with a kid who is 6 years old and is freaking out over every character that he sees and every toy that he sees. A lot of patience. I should have an award. I should get money or something.
Yeah.
The state should pay me.
Maybe not do that next year. Like,
maybe.
Maybe only take him on a Sunday.
Maybe. Who knows? We might get him to interview people.
Oh, man.
That would have been great.
But it was a ton of fun. Man, there was a ton of good-looking women, a lot of good-looking men. Yeah, I can say it. I'm confident in myself. And as everybody knows, with the geek crowd, we're kind of known to be shy. You know, we kind of, if we see the opposite sex, it's almost like going to a high school dance, an old school one. I mean, nowadays everyone's just grinding on each other, but back in the day, you know, the men would stand on one side, the girls would be on the other, and you know, you just never talk to a girl. We thought, what if last week we did the misconnections. And this week we said, what if there were some misconnections at Comic-Con? There's no way it would happen. Well, lo and behold, we search Craigslist and we find two. We found two missed connections.
Oh, dude, we're talking about there's three on this list.
Are
now.
There? Oh, is there we're another
make
one?
Connections happen.
Yeah, did you update your notes, man? I found one earlier.
Oh, I'm updating right now. Okay, cool. So we got three. Now, as everybody knows, when we do these, it's in a sexy voice. It's in a you know, seductive voice. So I'm going to read through in my most sexy voice. And maybe we should all take turns here. I'm going to go first. And,
I'll have to get the second one because I don't even see a third one.
I don't see a third one either, Doug.
No, it's there.
You lie. Well,
you can do the third one.
Yeah, you could do the third because I don't see it. It didn't. Maybe you didn't update it on your end.
Your end.
But I synced it.
Did it way earlier. I mean, I'm syncing again just to see if it'll show up for you guys. But
this is what happens live on the air, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so I'm going to read the first one up.
It got deleted from my thing. Like, it was here. I literally just updated, and now it's gone. So something just happened, and it went away.
That's
but don't worry. I saved all of the notes.
Yeah. Okay, while you get that together, I'm going to go ahead and start reading. Here we go. So these are missed connections from Craigslist about Comic-Con. I never thought I'd be using this, but I just have nothing to lose, right? Dignity. A little bit. You were volunteering at the booth where you get scanned to make the little figurines. I'm genuinely interested in having one made, so I don't think I was faking it and wasting your time trying to talk to you. We talked for a bit this morning after I did my scan. Those things are $350, by the way. And I was going to stop by and see the artist that you know, towards the back of the con, and said I might stop back and say hi. Something happened with my friends. I didn't have time before stopping by back your booth to gauge whether or not you were being friendly or actually enjoyed the conversation we had like I did. Anyways, if that's the case, reply with your name. I remember your name. And to all your co-workers and co-volunteers, try not to give her too hard of a time about this.
This really needs the music behind it.
It does. It needs really some like, sexy we slow jam sexy music. Slow jam. You got to come up with some sexy slow jam, R&B, to go with that.
All right. So, Kev, go ahead and take number two.
I don't know if this is a guy or a girl, which makes it even better.
Seriously, how would you not put that information in it?
to the guy there with his sister, mother, and three nephews, we all crammed in the cab together, and I wanted so badly to get your number, but I was too nervous. Please message me. Give me some clue if it's really you. Smiley face.
Oh, my gosh.
So man, awesome. I wish you guys had this one in your notes because it came with a picture.
Oh, no, it didn't.
Yeah, it came with a picture of a guy, like, in line. They're at a Steak and Shake, right? And someone snapped a picture of him, like, he's in line in his cosplay.
Stop it.
Yeah, so.
Stop it.
Okay, here it goes. Ready? I was at Steak and Shake. And sorry, I just realized this is definitely a girl, but I'm reading it like this anyways. I was at Steak and Shake in Arlington across from Six Flags. You and your group of friends had just come from Comic-Con, and your friends were all still dressed up. You sat facing away from me, but I could not help but keep looking at you. You were very handsome.
I think you were...
I think you're straight, but I thought... Oh, my God, it is a dude! Yeah! I think you were straight, but I thought I'd get a shot. Something embarrassing happened to me right in front of your group. What was it? Yes! And the person is 27, so you can look all these up on Craigslist.
Oh, man, Jeremy just found it. And lost it. Yeah, he's gone. I just like how you realized it in the middle of talking. Wait, it is a guy.
It's a male.
I guess
for
I didn't
male.
Read that sentence where it's like, I think you're straight, but I thought I'd give it a shot. So I was like, oh my gosh.
Hey, man, you got to swing for the fences.
Oh, my God, that was awesome. Oh.
Go Texas.
Oh. Oh, my God, it's a guy.
It is a guy.
Dude, you're a dude.
Because I was just like, I'm just going to read it in my voice, even if it is a girl, to make it just funny. But then it turned out, actually, no, it actually is a guy. Like, I was right. I read it correctly.
Maybe we're helping some misconnections here. Maybe we can help some dudes find some dudes, some women find some men, and some men find some women at the Comic-Con.
Maybe some women find some women.
So if you're listening, if you're listening and you had some misconnections at Comic-Con, we'll read them off. You know, we're help you out. So post
that's
them
right
up. We're trying to get you laid next week. That's right. We're trying to get you laid. Or just on a date, or, you know, something respectable if you're, you know, not just looking for a piece of butt.
Or at least a Google Hangout.
Yeah.
a Skype sesh.
With us. We can moderate it like a panel.
We can moderate it like a panel. That's right. Okay, so you have 30 seconds to answer this question. What is your ideal date? Okay, would you like to rebuttal? Yeah.
What's your response? Go. That'd be great. Maybe we should do that as a game show. Let's just hook people up. Anyways, oh, man. After that, how do you follow that up with movie news?
I don't know, but we have to.
Let's just skip it.
Let's get next. All right, we got tons of movie news, and by tons, I mean like two stories. So let's hit up some news. It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day. Or not. All right, so everybody knows that Drew, however you pronounce his last name,
Struzan,
designed the original trilogy Star Wars posters, correct?
Yes.
All right, well, J.J. Abrams is reportedly trying to get him back to do Episode 7. Of course,
he retired about 2 years ago, retired, but...
Yeah, he retired, but he still does. He still does it on the side, you know, he still works on it on the side, so I don't see why he wouldn't come back. This is, I mean, oh gosh, he did. He's done a couple band, like Angels and Airwaves got the same kind of looking cover for their art. I remember that being a headline because it was like the first major, you know, thing that's been released with his art on it and everything. And so I don't see why he wouldn't come out of retirement for this. But it's just a rumor.
He's
right
going to get paid a butt ton of money to do it.
Yeah, like $100 or something. 50.
Yeah, at least
they got a tight budget on this one. I think it's like $400 million or something.
Oh, jeez, that'd be awesome.
So that'd be cool to see him back. I want it back. I want it to happen, anyways. But.
Seriously, I like his posters are iconic. You look at him, and you know, I would like to see the new trilogy follow like that same poster type because it's just again so iconic.
You know what? I wouldn't mind though is the poster that you got, Doug.
Dude, that one's sick, right?
Do you remember the guy's name, the artist, or no? He was nope. He was at the back of the con. He designed some really, really amazing Star Wars posters. Mm-hmm. Doug picked one up for The Empire Strikes Back. That would be cool, too. I mean, I wouldn't mind something like that.
Yeah, his stuff was really good. And he was saying that he's got some new posters and stuff that actually have been bought by ThinkGeek that should be coming out soon. They're like the propaganda posters for Star Wars, and they're really cool. We'll see if we can find his name, and we'll throw him in the show notes. But his stuff was really awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. But in other news, AT&T is going to purchase DirecTV for $48.5 billion. I don't know if it's already done. This says that they did purchase it, but I also saw an updated kind of issue that says that the NFL deal is hanging it up. Like there's issues with the NFL that are making it kind of hairy because they already have a deal with Verizon. And so if they someone's got a train next to them
that would be me.
The hobos are coming by.
I'm really surprised you can hear that. I mean it sounds like in the distance, like for me, like I can hear it, but it's not like blasting or anything.
That's crazy. So there is a little hang up there. I don't know what's going to happen because of the fact that AT&T and Verizon hate each other. They always fight like little schoolgirls. So I mean, is this big news for everybody? I don't know. Do you guys care? DirecTV, for me, I have Verizon Fios. I had DirecTV. It was always kind of crappy service, so it doesn't matter much for me.
Yeah, but that's just AT&T acquiring more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I mean,
think that's part of the issue.
At what point? Like, what point do we call it a monopoly?
Well, they have to own all of it.
They'd have to go up against Time Warner then, and Cox Center and Cox Enterprise and
But they're getting pretty close. But I mean, at the same time, I was reading something where, like, in some instances, it would still be called like DirecTV or AT&T because things aren't available in certain places. Blah 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 or whatever. I don't know. It's one of those, like, you know, oh, you still have DirecTV, or oh, you still have AT&T, because AT&T isn't here, but you have DirecTV. It was like this really weird. It's like they're still going to be their separate thing. That's one of the things I was reading. Really, I don't know if that's actually going to happen or not.
What's really strange for me is it's kind of like a backwards move, because AT&T purchases a satellite company that does cable, but AT&T also has their fiber optic network, U-verse. Well, it's not true fiber optics, but
yeah, I was gonna say.
It's fiber optic, and then it goes copper, but that's semantics. Why build this multi-billion dollar kind of operation to upgrade and then to go back and be like, all right, well, we'll take DirecTV. I guess it's just, I guess it's just for money. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, and to keep the customers. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of people with DirecTV still.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
It's a thing that's happening that we're just keeping an eye on.
The Omen TV series is coming to TV from former Walking Dead showrunner. How about that? I don't know much about this story. I'm just this kind of.
You never seen The Omen? You never saw the movie The Omen?
No, I have not.
Oh, you should. They're not. It's not really good. They're fun. The 70s one was really good. It was creepy and but like not in that like jump. It wasn't like gory or scary. It was just creepy. And then the remake from a couple of years ago was actually a really good remake. You should definitely watch them. They're just good, fun horror movies. Like, again, they don't even say horror. They're just like thriller, kind of. So the show would be fun, and it's from Glenn Mazera, who did The Walking Dead seasons 2 and 3. I'm kind of excited about this. I love The Omen, so I'm really excited about a TV version of it.
Yeah.
That's pretty
and
cool.
And then, apparently, this guy, Mazera, has also been working on, like, The Shining stuff. Is that what it says?
The Shining.
The Shining, titled Overlook Hotel. Been working on a big screen prequel to The Shining, which that also has me really excited.
Yeah, that would be cool. The Shining was a great movie.
Yeah, it was one of my favorites. Dude, there's a print that I meant to go back and get this weekend, and it was all of the, like, horror icons. So it was like Jason and Freddy and Chucky.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they're all like little kids.
In a school, right? In a
school,
it's a school
it was
photo.
Like a school classroom. Yeah. And it was at Overlook Elementary School. And it was their teacher was Mr. Torrance. And they're in room like 237 or whatever. And I was just
nice.
Like, it's everything I love. Like, oh, I went to go back and get that and I totally forgot.
We were, you need to see, I rushed you to get the Jon Snow photos. I'm sorry, man.
It's all right. I'll find that artist and I'll get it. But it was so cool.
Yeah, there's always Houston next week. Let's take a drive.
Oh, my gosh.
So, we have Doug. Take this story. I'm going to murder his name. You know what? Let me murder it. I'm going to do it anyways.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, here we go. So, Alfonso Cuarón.
I got it.
Made a wreck of the Harry Potter spinoff Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yay!
give people a little background. This is your thing. I love Harry Potter, but you are a fanatic.
He's the one who directed Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, which a lot of people
consider the best film,
like one
of the series.
Yeah, one of the best ones. Exactly. He is the third one in the series. The first two were by Chris Columbus, and you know, they're really kid movies. Like, they're kid movies. Mm-hmm. And this one really separated it from that. This is where the series kind of took a more adult and dark turn, as far as how it looked. It looked grittier. It looked darker. And then you kind of start to see that, like, oh man, there actually is some stuff going down in this story. Like, it's not just all like, oh, we're friends and we go to school. It's like, oh no, crap is happening. And it's getting real out here.
I want that to be on the re-release box. There's crap happening out here and it's real.
Yeah, it's getting real.
It's getting real.
But, you know, you look at his movie from the first two and like how different the style is, not only just like in the clothing, but in Hogwarts and all that stuff together. And every movie is really after that kind of followed his direction from there. So he kind of really set the tone for the Harry Potter movies. Starting with the third one. So I'm excited for him to come back because it's one of my favorites. The third one is one of my favorite Harry Potter movies. I love him. His movie, Children of Men and Gravity, were phenomenal movies. So to see him come back to this, dude, that's exciting. That's awesome.
I
hope it happens.
So, and I heard that Harry Potter is supposed to make a guest appearance in the film as well. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't actually know.
No,
spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler.
There are rumors that they're doing one of the expansions at one of the parks. I think the one in Orlando, one of those Harry Potter parks that they film stuff for it.
Right.
And so there was rumors that that Emma Watson and Dan Radcliffe and Rupert Grant had gotten back together to film some stuff, you know, as Harry and stuff, you know. But then some people were like, oh, no, that didn't actually happen. So I don't really know, because it could be like it did happen and then it got leaked and then, you know, now they're trying to cover their asses like, no, it didn't. No, it
just
didn't.
Just so that way they can keep the surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to see here.
To see here. No, that totally didn't happen. But I don't know. There was some rumors going around that they got back together to film some more Harry Potter stuff for the theme park. So who knows?
We'll find out. We'll find out for sure.
Yeah, we'll find out soon enough.
Well, we'll find out also right now that Godzilla 2 is in development.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we'll find out when I read the top box office why that's happening already.
Okay.
amazing, amazing, amazing performance at the box office, and very well received too. I mean, a lot of fans loved the film. Mm-hmm. I think everybody I talked to at least gave it a 7 rating. It was just it's like one of those films that Godzilla is one of those films, and we should be talking about this a little bit later because of the fact that we're going to, you know, all talk about it with what we're watching, but just to give it a little taste. Godzilla, it's one of those movies, it's a throwback movie, a throwback summer movie, to where it's just a lot of fun. And that's the way you have to describe it, because, it's not meant to be like this rich story. It's not like a huge Michael Bay production either. It's just finds somewhere in the middle that's just like a fun ride, and you have a good time with it. And it's just like, wow, I came out of there and I don't hate it. And, it's not my favorite movie in the world, but shit, it was just fun. Yeah. You know, so anywho, that brings us to our top box office. We'll read off the top five. Somehow the other women are still in the top five, making $6.3 million for a total of $71.7 million after 4 weeks. Million Dollar Arm, Disney's film that they obviously shouldn't have released in the summertime, made $10.5 million in its first week. Number three is The Amazing Spider-Man 2, making $16.8 million for a total of $172.2 million in 3 weeks. Coming up really quickly behind it, which is amazing. Number two, Neighbors, making $25.1 million for a total of $90.6 million
wow.
in 2 weeks. That's crazy for a comedy. And number one, the king of the monsters, Godzilla.
Gojira.
Gojira. Making $93.2 million in a 1 week. That's insane.
Yeah.
That
I think
cray
it made
cray.
As much as Million Dollar Arm did in one night as it did the entire weekend.
Stop it. So mean.
What the hell's Million Dollar Arm, by the way? I had no clue that even...
That's it's a baseball movie.
It's John Hamm. It's about baseball and about... I don't know. I guess they go get some kids from India.
It's based on a true story, and they go and get some Indian kids to be pitchers, and because he loses his big client and he's starting to go broke. You know, it's one of those. Oh my God, I made millions, and now I only have millions to live off of, and everyone should feel bad about me. Stories.
Yeah.
So, go see that.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, we've come to the point of the show where it's time to make Doug uncomfortable.
Wait, what is?
Yeah, it's not even on the
voiceover audition.
Hey, guys, I know it's not on there, but that doesn't mean we can't do it.
Okay? Yeah, it does. Because it means I'm not prepared.
Doug, you're never prepared for this. The first time you ever read it is the when we look at it, and you're like, oh, crap. I got to say that.
That's not true. When you would actually write scripts, I would actually read them before we would record.
Maybe 2% of the time, I would say.
Nope, stop. Every time.
Every All right, time. So I really liked last week, guys. I really liked it. I think we need to have a part two.
What? Okay. Forgot what last week was.
Oh, my God.
It was the taxi driver one.
Oh, okay.
That was the
I live my life
one.
A quarter mile at a time. I can't remember.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so I've been thinking about this, and I just thought of this off the top of my head because you said the quarter mile thing.
Oh, all right. No.
So both of you guys are race car drivers. All right.
And, all right, Ricky Bobby.
Huh?
Yeah. Magic Man.
And
shake,
Kevin.
Shake and bake.
Kevin, your brother dies, okay, in one of the races.
Oh, wow.
In the race?
In the race.
Was he hit by a spare tire or something, or was he racing?
Whatever we want to make up. Spare tire, sure. Actually, no. Hold on, no. There, the way of death is not known yet because it's you're gonna have to work that out in the story.
Oh, man.
Okay, so your brother dies and Doug is the one who killed him, and so you guys are just enemies. All right. So here we go. What Doug? What's happening? Come on.
Well, like what is? I don't understand. Like, are we getting ready to race?
No,
like,
no. He's confronting you for the death.
Okay, so like, so give us a scene. Like, what are we getting ready to, go?
No, he just sees you for the first time. Kevin, you see Doug for the first time. You know that he was responsible for killing your brother some way in a race, and it's time for revenge.
Am I going to kill him on the track?
Oh, my God, guys. Why are we having a full story? This is the point. All right. I'm going to throw out
words.
Because
you've got to set up what's happening.
I've already set it up.
You have to give us some sort of direction. Do you not watch how these shows work?
Doug, I've given you all the direction you need. He is going to confront you. You guys are going to talk about the death of his brother. He's confronting you for the first time. What else more do you need? Do you want ice cream in your hand? Fine, you're holding an ice cream cone. And Kevin, you drive a Ferrari, and you're angry because... Doug killed your brother in a semi truck that spilled chickens all over the road. Enough?
This is better than the improv. Who drives a truck full of chickens on a track?
A Muppet does. That's it.
So, okay, that's where we are. We're Muppets.
Where are those Muppets that we talked about getting last week?
My brother is named Avenge Me Elmo.
Your brother's been reincarnated in a Muppet.
In a rubber chicken, and Gonzo is going to love him. Okay, let's try this train wreck.
I think we're already done. I think our story is already told.
I think that's pretty much it.
God.
Just the story of it. We'll next week we'll come up with something a little bit more.
Maybe
prepared.
I think maybe we'll just go to the news. Gaming news is next. Boy, I'm depressed. All right. Well. Depressed Jeremy is here, and YouTube is buying Twitch for $1 billion. Yay.
It's still rumored, but it is. I hope,
wow.
In a way, I hope it's not true.
Great story. Now, what do you think YouTube would do with Twitch? Why would they want Twitch in the first place?
Twitch is effing huge. They're on the cusp of video games right now. And as far as streaming, they've got a lot of viewers. Over the last couple of years, they've raised in percentage, like how popular they've become. Mm-hmm.
Why do you think these companies kind of just sell out for $1 billion when they could be the next YouTube for gaming? Like, they could be their own YouTube. Do you think that they don't have the foresight to kind of think that far ahead, or do you just think like, all right, well, we did something big, let's just sell it and get out of here?
I wonder, you know, what I would do if I was them, like, you know, not if we're gonna sell, I mean, obviously, yeah, sell it for billions of dollars, it's awesome, but like, make sure that, like, in your sell contract or whatever, like, hey, yeah, we're gonna sell it, but Twitch is still gonna be Twitch. Your streams and stuff can publish to YouTube, kind of like Google, like the Google Hangouts and stuff. Like, oh, you know, we're still using Google Hangouts, but we're done with it. This is gonna go on our YouTube page. Maybe have the same thing with Twitch, but maybe still keep it the same. That way, it's still, you're still streaming to Twitch, not to YouTube, because I can still see people not wanting to do that.
Yeah, as me, I stream a lot on Twitch. The one upside to this is Twitch doesn't have enough resources right now as far as, like, keeping everyone, like, you know, there's a 60-second or 30 to 60-second delay between what you see on screen and what happens. So when people are trying to communicate in chat, there's a 30-second delay. You're going to be way off, you know, and it's, like, because of the hardware they have right now. But hopefully with YouTube's money, they let them, you know, kind of like how they did with the Oculus Rift. They were like, we're going to throw a bunch of money at you. We're not really going to demand much, but for now, this will help you out. And if that happens, I mean, if they can cut that delay down and get better resources from it, that's going to definitely be a positive step for them. And I really hope it goes that way. I hope kind of YouTube lets them do their own thing, or Google lets them do their own thing, and just kind of look little things. You know, they're more supportive than kind of take them over.
That's good. That's good insight, yeah. Minecraft Realms is now available. It's amazing to me. After all the video games I've played, I've still have not tried Minecraft. Can somebody explain to me what Minecraft Realms is? Oh, is it a private host server? I mean, what is it? Like, are they doing their own private hosting and stuff like that?
Yeah, it looks like what they're doing here is that instead of you having to go to another, like, third-party site to host your online games, that you can do it through theirs. Mm-hmm. And it's now available through PC and Mac. $13 a month, which, like we said, is kind of steep, especially since that's kind of how much, if not a little bit more expensive than other ones are out there. And obviously you get discounts if you go to three or six month subscriptions. I'm curious, because a lot of people use mods on Minecraft, and there's a lot of mod kits out there, and then there's a lot of these other Minecraft serving sites that allow you to use these mods and stuff. I wonder if the Minecraft one, normal, would let you, because they're all about using mods. They're like, oh, please, like, here's everything you need to make mods for this game, do it, have fun. So I wonder if you'll be able to use the Minecraft Realms and still use those mods. They want something safe, like safer, quote unquote, mm-hmm. for just, I guess, everyday users, people like me who wouldn't give a shit about setting up a server on my own computer, or maybe you want your kid to play Minecraft, but you want them to play with friends, but you don't want them to get onto, like, a free one somewhere and accidentally do something stupid and mess up the computer, or have their account hacked by people out there just screwing with people on free servers and stuff like that,
or just have a Chris Hansen moment.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, especially that.
Just what do you think was going to happen? let me read this transcript.
Cake. I love cake. we have a quick question if we want to jump into that real quick.
Oh no.
We have a question from Ryan. Ryan asks, why weren't you guys in any cosplay? Well,
we were in cosplay.
We were cosplaying as photographers.
That's right. As professional podcasters. That was what we were cosplaying as this weekend.
Listen, I have a frame size that is only good for a couple cosplay outfits. I could be a Ghostbuster, or what's his name from Hunger Team Aqua?
Don't say Carl.
Or Carl.
Oh, you'd have to shave your head, though, dude. I don't think you'd like to shave your head.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to. I'd love to get in some cosplay. I've never done it before. I have a gorilla outfit that I wear on Halloween. I've always wanted to purchase the Darth Vader costume online and build it. I've always wanted to build a stormtrooper outfit, and I've always wanted to do like Batman as well. And I'd love to. I mean, there's a ton that I'd love to do. It's just a matter of time, money, and resources. I mean, I got a kiddo, and I got this podcast. You know, I got to take care of you guys. So, yeah, Doug, what about you?
I'm kind of the same way. Like, obviously, I would love to do, like, a Boba Fett one or something. Batman would be pretty cool, too. Also, man, Deathstroke. There was a lot of Deathstrokes this year, and there was a couple of really good ones. But, man, after watching Arrow, like, I wanted, like, we saw some that were similar to that, but, man, I want one that's, like, really good.
Yeah, and that's the other problem that I have is that if I'm going to do it, I have a tendency in my life to kind of overdo and go too big, and like I have too many big goals. Like, okay, I'll give you a perfect example that just came up. I started a tea habit. I didn't like tea before. I didn't like coffee, but all of a sudden I started to drink some tea, and I got really into it. And now I have it twice a day, once in the morning, and then I have tea time in the afternoon. I had to go out, and instead of warming the cup in the microwave, it started with that. Then I had to get a tea kettle. Well, now I've got a Keurig. I mean, it's just I tend to do things. I have to do them perfect, and I don't think if I were to do a cosplay, I would end up spending a lot of money and a lot of time. And
I
think my wife would hate me.
Yeah, that, and then so. I don't know. I'm one of those people that would like I would have it in a rolling suitcase or some crap, and then I'd take it in the convention, and then I'd go to this cosplay corner thing, hideaway, and change there because I would be one of those people that I don't want to like be seen walking around downtown in cosplay. I don't know what that is. That's just me being really nerdy about it.
No.
But I'd rather be like the secret. Like I'd rather be like Batman and just pop up, and then no one know that it's me. You know, like that's the type of person that I am. Like I'm not the type of person that's like, look at me, I'm in cosplay. I'm like the I just show up and people are like, well, that's freaking awesome. Look at that guy.
No, I would be the guy. I'd be the guy that goes to Walmart in my cosplay outfit. But that's just because I like attention.
Like, I'd be the one that would have, like, it would, like, come out of the floor in my room at home because I didn't want anyone to see it. But it would come out of this really awesome glass case, like Batman, you know, kind of style. Just like.
I think all of us would have that.
Do what?
I think all of us would have that. I'm just saying I'd wear mine in public.
I know, but like literally no one would know that I had it. And then it would be like, do you know
so
who
you're
I am?
Saying, okay, so let me get this straight. So you're
I'm
saying.
I'm a Deathstroke cosplayer from DCC.
So you're saying you would be the fetish cosplayer who just hides a secret and brings it out on special occasions.
But not anything creepy like the Yiffies that we saw this weekend. The furries and all those guys. Oh. Like, I'm not into that type of cosplay.
I'd go for that. I'd go.
Oh, you want the fox? You want that green fox that we
Man,
saw?
Man, I told you already. I have this weird effect. I'm fascinated with what are they called? This stupid things. With mascots. I don't know what it is, but ever since I watched Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Mm-hmm.
I went crazy for when he started fighting with fighting with the eagle. Yeah, the eagle. And I just ever since then I find it so funny, and I love them. I just love them so much. Would I marry one? No, I mean that's just crazy, but yeah. I'm just saying.
Awesome, you know. Question, Ryan. For that, Ryan, get a hold of us. I'm going to give you a free copy of Guacamelee Gold Edition. So,
he's like sweet.
He liked that question so much.
That was a good question. Made
awesome.
You guys think.
All right. Hey, people, start asking us questions because Kevin will give you games.
Yeah.
There
get in
go.
Touch with us on the Twitter. And hit us up.
At real. Our old one.
That's difficult.
That's difficult. At 8-bit, the 8-bit geek. At the 8-bit geek on Twitter, Facebook, hit us up and he will get you a copy of that game. So before we go, we got a couple more things to cover here, but we got some comic news. Obviously, we don't do a lot of them, comic news here. We wish we did a little bit more, but we have some really weird stuff coming out of DC. I think it's a little weird.
Yeah. This was awesome.
So, in each month of 2014, DC Comics has been releasing multiple variant covers throughout their line, centered around a different theme. Scribblenauts Unmasked was January, Steampunk was February, Robot Chicken was March, Mad April, and Batman 66 in May, DC Collectible Bombshells in June, and July is 75th anniversary. Well, August of 2014 is Selfie?
Yeah, man.
Selfie?
Yeah, that, I'm excited.
They're doing hashtag selfie. They're doing comic book covers and even t-shirts. Confused.
I'm going to save Gotham, but first, let me take a selfie.
He's got a camera in his hand, and he's taking a selfie. It's pretty cool.
It's just the
downfall of humanity.
It's just the fun for the covers just to have. We got Action Comics, Aquaman. It's all like the number 34s almost. Batman,
yeah,
Batman and Robin.
Yeah. And it's going to be pretty cool, awesome. I guess. And
Harley Quinn, yes.
I'm surprised they didn't do a YOLO last year. YOLO cover.
You know what would have been great if they would have had Rayshon Gould and said YOLO? Little nerd joke for you.
Yeah.
Lazarus Pit right behind him.
That is funny. Dude, we this weekend at DCC, my buddy Brendan was with us, and we got him to love YOLO.
Tell that story. He hates the word YOLO, and a lot of people do, but we got him to love it by the time the Comic-Con was over. Like, we just, you know, we're not big, we don't go around being like, yo, YOLO. But it was a challenge to get him to actually like it, and we accomplished it.
Well, because he was getting ready to buy these prints, right? And so we were just like, dude, YOLO. Like, yeah, you know, you're on a con, just buy it. Like, what does it matter, right? And then, you know, of course, he ended up not buying it. And we're, you know, he's like, man, I just hate YOLO. It's just what did it for me. He's like,
that's why he wouldn't buy it, yeah.
And I was like, that's the fun thing about YOLO is, like, you know, if you're getting ready to jump off a bridge, like go bungee jumping, you say YOLO. Like, I mean, that's just like the bro dumb way to say it. But, you know, like, I'm going to go buy a pair of socks. YOLO.
Oh, man. Yeah. Time to turn in early because I'm so tired. YOLO.
Yeah, yeah, dude, ironic YOLO for the win.
Yeah. I texted him on like Saturday night, and I was just like, hey, bro, YOLO. And he was like, just took some Tylenol pee. I'm going to sleep like a baby tonight. YOLO. I was like, see, you get it.
See, I got to the point where I start trolling people too. I'll start saying it seriously in a conversation. I'll be like, yeah, you know, it's like Abraham Lincoln once said, YOLO. And people will be like, wait, what? I'm like, yeah, you know, Assassin's Creed 3. Go look it up.
What? Even I'm like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's great. So, yeah, we had a lot of fun with it. But that brings us to another piece of news from DC, ladies and gentlemen. DC Comics is set to publish its first digital sensation, comics featuring Wonder Woman. How about that?
That's awesome.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And do you think they're finally getting serious about Wonder Woman here?
I think they are. They did some digital anthology series with Batman and Superman, like their own, and they did very well, and I think with her, a lot of people really interested in her. They're saying that, like, it's like all-time high for her, like people interested in her comics and stuff, that we're seeing the huge spike because of her coming going to be in the next Superman movie. So I think they're definitely on you know, on the, like, oh crap, people care, like, let's just throw it at them, like, let's just give them what they want. Like, people want Wonder Woman, people don't know a lot about her, so let's just, here it is, digital copy, like digital comics. Like, there's a new comic every week. Like, here you go. Like, read on Wonder Woman. Get excited for Wonder Woman. She's going to be in the next movie. So I think it's smart for them. Like, again, people are interested. So just give it. Just
give it to them. Bank on it.
You know, like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we'll definitely get a. I think Wonder Woman will definitely get her own movie after we see her in this one.
Mm-hmm. Man, because, you know, they're already talking like, oh, you know, DC's like, oh, you know, female characters don't sell well. I mean, like,
what?
That's kind of their whole thing. They're like, we can't have it in a movie because people just don't care about it as much as they care about Batman and Superman.
Not heard of Katniss Everdeen and all these, this Divergent? And I mean, like these are female leads that are selling like hundreds of millions of dollars.
Well, X-Men right now, like, they're going, okay, so Wolverine's been our, like, go-to guy during the X-Men movies. Well, you know, Hugh Jackman's kind of like, well, I'm getting old. I kind of don't want to keep doing these for too much longer, even though he enjoys doing them. So they're like, oh, who's going to be next? And, like, their first name that was thrown out was Mystique.
Yep.
Like, not only is it, like, she not one of, like, I mean, you know, because there's so many other, like, female characters in X-Men that they could have gone with otherwise, like Storm, Jean Grey, Kitty Pryde,
Jubilee,
exactly. Other characters that have been, that are on, like, the good side, quote-unquote, that they could have gone with, but instead they go, like, Mystique, like, you know. I mean, obviously, Jennifer Lawrence, of course, that's going to be the appeal, but, like, dude, Marvel, setting the way again, even though it's technically Fox, but just kind of showing WB, like, you guys are wrong. Like, people want female lead characters. They want them a lot because they're awesome. Don't, you're just a bunch of old, I don't know, men who just don't understand the world anymore.
And that's the thing is, yeah. I mean, you get these executives and they have to play on what works. And then there's one person who sees what can happen, and then they actually produce something, it becomes a huge hit, and then all the other executives go, oh, well, why aren't we on board with that? We should have been doing that all along. And then they jump on. I mean, it's just, you know, trends. So, but speaking of trends, let's see what everybody was watching this week, huh?
All right.
Are you watching closely?
I'm a little upset with that drop. I don't know why it was so...
A little too quiet for you?
Yeah, a little too quiet. Hey, guys, I'm going to run that back. I find it unacceptable, and I don't know why my system would do that to me.
When does the bass drop?
Let's run that back.
Are you watching closely?
I got it.
That's even lower.
I don't know why. I don't understand it, but my for some reason the settings on this damn board, when it mixes in with the sound card with the PC, it automatically turns down my sound plant application, which of course controls all the drops. So it's weird. It's really weird sometimes. Most times it doesn't do it, but sometimes it does. Really strange. Anywho, let's go around the room. I think all three of us watched a pretty important movie this weekend. Mm-hmm. Which was Be the
Other Woman. That's why it's still up there in the top five.
Yeah, because yeah, we all three of us saw it. Godzilla. We all saw
Godzilla.
That. Let's go around a little bit and talk about what your thoughts were. You already heard kind of mine, but I want to hear what you guys think.
Doug, go for it.
Oh, okay. I really enjoyed it.
I went with you, Doug.
Yeah.
No, wait, no, I didn't.
No. We saw it at the same time.
That's
but we
right,
didn't
that's
see
right.
It together
I went with my buddy James. That's right. I went with my buddy James.
There may be some spoilers. We'll try to keep it as spoiler free as possible, but it was awesome. There was giant monsters fighting each other. Could have been a little bit more of that, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's true.
And what we got was awesome. Don't get me wrong. I think that's why I wanted more of it, because, you know, you kind of, yeah, maybe it's going to suck. Maybe it's not going to look that good. No, it looked awesome. It was fun, and I could have used so much more of it.
Do you know why? I mean, it's kind of a throwback to the way, I mean, like I said before, the way movies were made. Think of Jaws. It took a damn near hour and 20 minutes before you saw the Jaws. You know what I'm saying? And so I think they went with the same kind of way with this.
I mean, there was, like, glimpses of stuff that you should have seen, like, oh my god, like, they're about to, like, in Honolulu, like, they're getting ready to fight, and then it's on the news.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Dang it! What happened? I think, although, that scene at the airport is one of my favorites, because stuff's going down at the airport, people are screaming, Godzilla's foot comes down, and everyone stops. Everyone that was running around screaming in the airport literally stops and just sort of looks at him. Because it's like, I mean, there's, you know, explosions and craziness, and they're just, and then poof.
Did you guys get the reaction from the crowd? I was in with a mixed crowd of probably people that were in their 50s and 60s, and then some younger crowd. Whenever Gorilla, came on the screen, everyone would cheer in the theater.
Yeah, we saw it at the IMAX at Parks or whatever, and, dude, people lost their mind. It was awesome. Because that first time you see him, and... Oh man, what
he lets out the scream.
Yeah, you know, the first time he shows up, like, you could feel the tension in the crowd. People are just on that verge of just like, oh, someone give me a reason to start clapping right now. And this one dude at the back of the theater goes like, yeah, Godzilla! And everyone's just like, ah! Like, clapping and, like, excited and stuff. But, it, you know, like, it was like, oh, someone clap first so we could just start clapping now. Like, the whole theater was like that. And it was like that the whole movie, man. I mean, like, every time, like, he showed up, I mean, it was just like, yes, Godzilla! It was fun. Oh, it was so much fun.
Kev?
I mean, I agree. It was a great time. We went to go see it yesterday. It was a little bit more chill. The theater we went to, it was a smaller room. But there was some kids there. The kids seemed to be cool. People were into it. I mean, it was a great film. The one thing I will say about the monsters, though, I mean, it's not really spoiling it, but the way the monsters looked reminded me of the arachnids from Starship Troopers, but, like, mega-sized.
I get that.
The fights were amazing. Bryan Cranston, best, you know, he's great as always. I mean, Bryan Cranston, you can put him in anything and it'll make it good. Just like the acting was really done. Ken Watanabe did a fantastic job too.
Yeah.
Like, I like how, you know, it was kind of like spread across from Japan all the way to San Francisco. You know, you get to see like all kinds of different people reacting to this. So I thought it was all around. I thought it was a killer movie. And once again, it's great to see something that definitely was actually embraced by Hollywood instead of screwed over, like the Godzilla Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
Where they're like, here, Godzilla's going to lay eggs and, you know, look like a velociraptor.
Seriously, it looked like something out of Jurassic Park. It was like a failed Jurassic Park movie.
It was awful. So it was good to see Godzilla reimagined.
I liked that his design in this one was very much influenced by the original design and look of him. You know, because again, we go back to the Matthew Broderick one where it was like, what is this? What is not Godzilla, even remotely? Mm-hmm. But in this one, he, you know, I mean, he looks kind of like the one from the old movies.
Yeah.
He kind of had that look about him.
It was awesome. It was great. I thought all around, it was a fantastic movie.
Yeah, it was, I had so much fun. And again, I saw it in the IMAX 3D, and... You know, Jeremy, you mentioned that you saw him in the one of the theaters with the Atmos. I don't think ours did, but dude, when he let out that roar, man, seats were shaking. It was, I mean, it was intense. Oh. That was a sneeze.
No, that was what Godzilla sounded like.
Yeah. And then the other monsters heard it, and he's like, oh, there, he's a pussy.
Let's go get him. Saw it in the Atmos, and I mean, speakers on the ceiling, speakers on the wall, speakers on the floor, speakers in the walls.
Speakers under your seats.
Speakers under your seats. Speakers in your seats. Speakers in your butts. And it was an awesome experience. We had a good time. So, yeah. We'll go through here. We got two more things to talk about. I am watching a show that I think maybe I mentioned before. I'm not 100% sure. Silicon Valley. I am watching that show. It's my new favorite show on TV. It is so funny. It's just hilarious. Go watch that. Go subscribe. Go do whatever you got to do because it is just fantastic.
Yeah, I'm behind on that one.
Yeah, I got to watch that too. I've heard good things.
Fantastic. It's so funny. The other thing is I will plug away at... my kid and I watched, it was his first time, it was one of my many times, The Sandlot.
Oh, I love that movie.
Phenomenal movie.
Oh, my God. I had so many, I was about to cry at like 15 parts of it because it just, my childhood came back to me. It's been a long time since I've watched it, and I loved it. My son instantly fell in love with it. Great movie. Just great movie. So if you haven't seen that in a while, hit that up.
Forever.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Dude, I say you're killing me, Smalls, all the time. Like that, I say that to Katie. Like anytime she's doing something like that, I guess is killing me. I'm just like, you're killing me, Smalls.
All right, you guys take it away. What do you guys got?
I also went and saw Neighbors this week. I think we talked a little bit about it last week on the show because I literally left here and went and saw it. That movie was freaking hilarious. It was probably one of the funniest movies I've seen in a while. Mm-hmm.
It was great.
It was so funny. I don't want to give away, again, don't want to give away too many spoilers, but
it was just so surprising
how funny it was. Do what?
You can't really say anything without giving away a spoiler, you know?
It was really funny, and it was actually, I was really surprised with Zac Efron. You know, last week I think you even said you're like, man, I hated him before, I love him now. Like, I never really hated him, but I was definitely surprised by his role, and just how good he was. I love Dave Franco. I love him more than his brother, and he was really good. McLovin was hilarious. Rose Byrne is.
I would marry her.
Yes. I like her a lot as well. It was a good movie. It was well casted, and it was just a lot of fun. And then I am reading currently Red Dragon, which is about Hannibal Lecter and all that fun stuff. And it is creepy and it's weird. And for whatever reason, I keep falling asleep when I'm reading it. So it's taken me a really long time to read it because I've just been really tired this week. So I'll literally like, oh, I'm gonna read before I go to bed. And then I wake up and I'm like, oh dang it, it's in the middle of a sentence, hold on, I'm gonna keep reading. Dang it. Like, I'm actually not, I'm on like chapter 8. I literally started this like a week ago. It's good, like I like it, I'm enjoying it, but it's just, I just need to stop laying down when I read because I'm just out every time.
That's so funny. Mm-hmm. And on to you, Mr. Kev.
I haven't really been reading or watching anything this week, but tomorrow the new Wolfenstein comes out, Wolfenstein the New Order, and I'm really looking forward to playing that. I'm picking
up
that.
Did you start downloading it, or did you get it from Steam?
No, I'm getting it for PS4.
Okay.
I had it pre-ordered.
Yeah, I think some people were allowed to start downloading it today on Steam, and they were saying that it was like a 40 gig download from Steam today.
On Xbox 360, it's 4 discs. The death of DVD, I swear. Yeah. So,
why?
I'm really looking forward to it. I'm a huge Wolfenstein fan. I have been since like the original, like IBM, you know, like the original series. And this one, the storyline is actually pretty fun. It's, you know, if you haven't heard, it takes place 20 years after the events of Wolfenstein. The main character is the same. It's B.J. Blazkowicz, and he is in a 20-year coma, wakes up, finds out that Germany won World War II, and they've taken over America. So, and what they did to kind of bring everything over for the trailers, they were playing like oldie songs, but they were doing them in German, which was amazing because, you know, now you're in America and everyone in America is going to speak German because Germany owns America. So it's pretty cool. You can dual wield in it. You can go about it sneak tactics, or you can just run in there and run and gun. It's supposed to be super gory, just, you know, just a fun time. So I'm really a big fan of those games. Even if it sucks, I'm still going to get something out of it. So nice.
Seems like
that's
fun.
What I'm looking forward to. As soon as I get out of work tomorrow, go ahead and pick that up.
Nice.
Sweet.
Did anyone get anything off those Humble sales? I know that there's like a 48-hour just sale right now. I think like I saw Arkham Origins was like $8.99 right now. Mm-hmm. But no, we still got like 7 more days of the, or more of the, sales going on.
I picked up one thing I think in the beginning, but I haven't.
I just totally forgot to look this weekend. I never had time to even look. I got home today.
I forgot
and
about
like, holy
too.
Crap, that's still going on. Like,
yeah. I got Far Cry 3 that way. Far Cry 3 is amazing.
Oh, yeah. I love that game. That's pretty fun.
I had it on 360, but I had to pick it up on PC, and it's unbelievable.
And yeah. You can pick up Marvel Lego, which is a superhero.
$5.
$5.
There you go.
So also pick up Sleeping Dogs. Sleeping Dogs is really good, and that's only $5, too. And Alan Wake. That's really good for $10.
Yeah, and that's like both of them, right?
Yeah. And Just Cause 2. That's an amazing price for $3.74. And Scribble Knots Unmasked.
Yes.
Oh,
and,
really?
And Red Faction Armageddon.
Mm-hmm. Tomb Raider, game of the year.
Yeah, and there's Tomb a ton Raider. Of stuff on there.
And Dungeon Defenders.
DLC Quest was like 74 cents.
And Game Dev Tycoon. So anyways, that is our show, ladies and gentlemen. Please hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, our website. Leave us a comment. Leave us something. Tell us how we're doing. Tell us what you love. Tell us what you hate. Generally, just ask us if you want us to marry you. We'll do it. Find us at the8bitgeek.com, and all of our social stuff is at the8bitgeek. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for giving us a wonderful, wonderful show, and we'll see you next week.